The Empire State Youth Orchestra's mission is to challenge and inspire young people to achieve excellence in music through intensive instruction and high-level performance opportunities. Each season, more than 320 talented musicians, ages 9 to 18, wouldn't that be fun to put together, from the greater capital region of New York and Western New England enjoy outstanding educational and performance opportunities as members in one or more of the orchestra's two full orchestras, wind orchestra, string ensemble, two jazz ensembles, and three percussion ensembles. Well, the month of March has been officially designated Music in Our Schools Month, the time of year when music education becomes the focus of schools across the nation, and Empire State Youth Orchestras is doing a lot in that regard, and they're here to tell us about it and about all of their wonderful programs. Helen Chapio is music director for ESYO and joins us this morning, along with John Connolly, who is the director of the CHIME program, and we'll tell you exactly what that means and what that's about in just a moment. But we welcome Helen and John to the roundtable. Always good to see you.
Oh, good to see you. Thank you for
How
having
is
us.
Everything?
Everything is really exciting and sizzling at SEO.
Now, so let me ask you this question. So because you are a youth orchestra, obviously you work with school-age kids. So while you do not directly work within the schools, there's a lot of crossover.
Yes, you know, and all of our students are required to participate in their school musical programs. So, you know, be part of a band or orchestra or chorus. And so we really encourage them to do that, as well as we partner with a lot of the schools. And so SEO's Youth Orchestra gives annually a concert at Proctor's Theater for school children to introduce them to the orchestra. And this past fall, we had more than 1,700 kids come, and this would be their kind of a musical field trip for them. And also we have the Repertory Orchestra in March, giving a concert at Parsons Center for the Family right here in Albany. And String Ensemble just gave a concert at Hackett Middle School. This is all happening during school hours. And we had a wonderful violinist, a crossover violinist named Charles Yang, who came to us as part of a partnership with Proctor's Theater for five different school residencies and a big concert at Proctor's Theater. And so we're constantly in and out of the school because that's where our students are.
Sure.
Yeah, and although our programs happen after school and away from school, it is so exciting that we have our string teacher and brass teacher for the past 16 years visiting, going into school to give private lessons to those students who are really eager to advance to the next level. And if they are participating in their school's program, we have scholarship money to offer them free private lessons. So we've been doing that for 16 years. Now, that's in school, but we just launched an exciting program called CHIME After School. CHIME stands for Creating Harmony, Invigorating Music Education.
I like it.
I know, isn't it cool?
It is cool.
And I have to give that credit to Becky Callis, our executive director. That program, after school program, just launched at Yates Elementary School in Schenectady. And we have students from first grade, so as young as 6 years old, picking up string instruments. And we're going to eventually venture out into other instruments. But that program is headed by John Connolly, who's sitting next to me, and welcoming him to our newest staff.
So how did this come to be that you came onto this program, and what ultimately are you trying to achieve?
Well, this was the brainchild of Helen Chapio and Becky Callis. And it is a program designed for social change, first and foremost. We go into communities that are underserved, who have poverty, they have neglect, and we target them to try and combat those issues through music. So we intensively teach those children an orchestral instrument to help raise their morale, to help realize the talent that they have, and to help them realize that they can achieve more in their lives than what has been previously been made available to them.
And the step one, is, so you pretty much do this one school at a time, I assume.
Yes.
So step one has been?
Step one has been to launch at Yates Elementary. And we are planning.
Ever the conductor. Go ahead.
I was asking John to speak into the microphone. Sorry about that.
And we are planning to roll out into other districts. But the first step in that is to make the programme really strong and secure in the one location, so we have a model to roll out. So we are currently at Yates Elementary. We serve grades 1 through 4 at the minute, with a population of 43 students. We want to grow that to reach a population of 60 students, and then we will be rolling out to other districts in need.
Are these kids who have never played an instrument before?
Yep.
All of them?
All of them except the ones that are in fourth grade. Now, the majority of our population come through 1 through 3, and we have some in grades 4 and 5 who learn in their in-school programme.
Okay.
Now, it's part of the agreement that we have that if you're in CHIME, you have to also learn in the school orchestra. We are invigorating music education. We are not replacing it. We are not taking over. We are there to support what's already there and make music education across the region stronger.
Right. And so, you know, if you notice, there's a general music class that kids go through, you know, a couple days a week.
Sure.
When they're younger, before fourth grade. But in New York State, majority of the schools, although this is, you know, we're kind of in danger of getting music programs cut in schools, but majority of the schools begin instrumental instruction at fourth grade. And so they get to pick their instruments for the first time. But here in CHIME, what John is doing every day for 2.5 hours with them is starting much younger. So first through third graders, by the time they get to the school ensemble as a fourth grader, they're going to be so ready and so advanced in their instrumental skills. And so we want to really start them young, because that's how we should start music, as young as possible.
Yeah.
So I assume the dream,
yes,
is to have a child at a very young age go through your program,
yeah,
go work, and then become a part of the orchestra. Yes?
Sure. And the thing is, CHIME, John can talk about that. CHIME, yeah, and El Sistema-inspired program is very ensemble-based.
Yeah.
So they are playing with John, under John's conducting, every day.
Yeah. And yes, it is going to be a product that we have more and more children from the CHIME programme participate in SEO ensembles. But that's not the overall goal. The overall
right.
goal is to help them become more well-rounded people, to help them express emotions, to help them grow as a team. An ensemble at the end of the day is a model for society. You have to participate in a team. You have to listen. You have to cooperate. You have to trust. There's all these things that in an ensemble you have to do that is going to help them grow as people, not just musicians. And that's the overall goal. And as a byproduct, we will have more and more people feel feeding into the wider SEO umbrella.
Do the kids love your accent as much as I do?
We all do.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not? That's like the greatest accent in the world.
It surely is.
Totally Irish.
Northern English.
Northern actually. English?
Yeah, Northern English, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So just below Scotland?
Yeah, from Newcastle.
So, oh, really?
Geordie, there's even... actually, I'll not go down that road. there is a show that...
yeah, okay, I understand.
Yes, yes, SEO is going international.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's very, very good. Yeah. So when you look at it, this, Helen, as an overall program of trying to figure out where this goes, how we serve as many kids as you possibly can, where these kids go next, what is the vision, the overall vision for...
You know, when we talk about... Yes, when we talk about music education these days, a lot of us, the music educators, are forced to defend music education. And we're kind of tired of that, because I think we all understand the importance and the essential need for children to be exposed to music, but not just being exposed, not just singing, but playing an instrument. There's so many brain studies about how children develop in a different way and in a more compassionate way, and becoming a better citizens of the world if they have actively played a musical instrument, because it teaches them grit too. You know, it really, you have to persevere to become better at this skill, and it involves every part of your body. And so, and we end up receiving students when they audition into Empire State Youth Orchestra ensembles. But we really feel like we need to connect to the kids who are in this region, who are much younger, and giving them equal opportunity to start, get a head start on learning an instrument. And as John said, our goal is not to make the best musicians. I mean, that is a byproduct.
Sure.
But it is to really nurture them and giving them chances to fully develop at that very tender age when their brains are developing and as their social skills have to be developed, and tap into their emotional being and self-identity and confidence building. All of that building blocks that makes an adult a healthy adult. And we really feel like SEO's job is to work with the music educators, wonderful schools around here, and come together and really reinforce that thought in this region and just go out there and reach out to the kids. It would be fantastic to have every single child in this community play an instrument. Imagine that.
Yes. So let me ask you how you feel, and I know you're passionate about this, and I understand because it's so important. When you look at, I was just struck by what you said at the beginning about this, because we always seem to get into this argument, this fight about art, about
right.
music education.
Right.
It's always the first thing, not always, but it's often the first thing to get cut. It's
yes.
cut so many from schools. We've seen the decline in the number right. of teachers and people going into this field. So my question is, does that then put more pressure on you or more responsibility to be able to give kids an opportunity and to fill in a gap that perhaps just because of budgeting they don't have access to?
Well, you know what, as John said, you know, it needs to be in partnership with the schools. For us, it is not to replace the music education that the state
sure.
and the public sector needs to catch and be responsible for. We are here to enhance. We are here to do it together. But perhaps invigorating is really the mm-hmm. word, invigorating music education. So private sector that SEO is will never claim to replace anything that has to go on during their curriculum at public schools. So we are trying to infuse that idea that with partnership, together, we can help these children to learn at an earlier age and more rigorously so that they can have life skills learned through music education. And you know what? I grew up in Korea, and ever since I was young, every single day, music was part of the curriculum, just like math and reading was. And we all, by the end of sixth grade, were fluent in reading music and writing music, and we can solfege a song by just reading. And so there was that fluency that was expected, just like you have to form a sentence that's correct, you know?
Right.
So that kind of understanding of music as a language, not something so precious, so special that only a few people yeah. can do.
Well, the Empire State Youth Orchestras have wonderful programs, including Chime. You can find out more information about all of their events. Is there one in particular you want to plug that's coming up?
Oh, you know, we have, like tonight, we have Shanghai Quartet coming to do a masterclass for our string players. And we're partnering with Shaker High School.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And also this afternoon, Bethlehem High School is going to also have Shanghai Quartet in residency with their program, chamber music program. So we're constantly partnering.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. Well, you can find out about all their programs and all the great work they're doing by going to their website. It's ESYO.org. Helen and John, I thank you so much for the wonderful work you're doing in our communities and for being with us this morning. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
thank
very,
you
much.
Very much.
Always a great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.